Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Stephen Pressfield's, which is basically a feel manual for anyone who's ever wanted to start something and just didn't. Sophie, you read this one too, right?
I did, and honestly, I think this might be the most useful 150 pages I've read all year. It's not about talent or strategy, it's about this invisible force Pressfield calls resistance that keeps us stuck.
Resistance. That's the key idea, right? He says it's this malevolent, invisible force that rises up whenever we try to do something important. Write a book, start a business, have a hard conversation.
Exactly. And he's really specific about what it's not. It's not laziness or a lack of motivation. It's a deliberate enemy. The more important the work is to your soul, the fiercer the resistance.
That line hit me hard. The more important the work, the fiercer the resistance. So if a project doesn't scare you, it's probably not your true calling.
Right. And once you name the enemy, you can fight it. But Pressfield says you don't outsmart it or negotiate with it. You just do the work, period.
I love how practical he gets. He breaks the whole journey into three phases: the beginning, the middle, and the end. And he says the beginning is the most dangerous.
Because resistance is strongest when the project is still a fragile idea. His advice? Stop planning. Stop researching. Start before you feel ready.
Yeah, he says embrace the amateur. The amateur doesn't know what they're doing, so they're not paralyzed by fear of mistakes. The professional, with all their expertise, knows too many ways things can go wrong.
There's this great metaphor about a ship setting sail. The captain doesn't wait for a perfect forecast. He sets sail and adjusts course as the winds change. Same with your project.
So the only job on day one is to create momentum. Get the ball rolling. It doesn't matter if the first page is terrible or the first prototype is laughable. You can't fix a blank page.
He says the first something is always ugly. Embrace the ugly. That's the raw material for something beautiful later.
Okay. But what about the middle? That's where I always get stuck. The initial excitement wears off and the slog begins.
That's where most projects die. Pressfield says resistance shifts tactics. It tries to convince you to stop, start over, or change course. His weapons are discipline and a refusal to look back.
Discipline, showing up even when you don't feel like it. He's not a fan of waiting for inspiration. He calls it a sucker's game.
The professional shows up at the same time every day and begins. The muse is shy. She only visits people who are already at their desk.
And he says don't revise while you're creating. That's the principle of the first draft. First, get the clay on the table. Editing comes later.
Exactly. Trying to edit while you create is like driving with the parking brake on. It drains your energy and kills momentum.
Then there's the end phase, the sprint to the finish. And he says resistance launches its most desperate attacks right at the end. Perfectionism shows up in a fancy suit.
Perfectionism is just resistance dressed up. It's fear of judgment. To finish, you have to become ruthless. Set a deadline. Accept that done is better than good.
He says think of your project as a living thing that needs to be born. You can't keep it in the womb forever. Push it out, even if it's messy.
The final act of creation is release. You let go of attachment to the outcome. You can't control how the world receives it. Your job is to put it out there and start the next one.
I also love the idea of turning pro. It's not about getting paid. It's a mental shift. The amateur works when they feel like it. The professional works every day.
The amateur seeks praise. The professional seeks improvement. Turning pro is a decision to stop being a victim of resistance.
He gives this tactical advice too, like, if you're afraid of starting, start anyway. If you're afraid of what people think, don't tell anyone what you're working on. Approval can be a form of resistance because it gives you a false sense of accomplishment.
And break the project into the smallest possible units. Don't think about writing a book. Think about writing one page. Make the task so small it doesn't trigger resistance.
Use fear as a compass. The things that scare you most are the things you most need to do. That stomach drop feeling is a sign you're on the right track.
He also warns against using research as procrastination. You can spend years researching and never create anything. Stop researching and start doing.
So the whole book is really about the human condition, isn't it? The struggle between fear and courage, inertia and action.
Absolutely. And his message is simple. The only way to defeat resistance is to do the work.
No shortcuts, no magic pills.
Just showing up every day.
I think the one thing I'm taking away is that resistance never goes away. It's there for every single project. The goal isn't to eliminate it. It's to build the strength to act in spite of it.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So what's your project? The thing you've been avoiding. Stop planning. Start. Do the work.
The world is waiting for what you have to offer. Pick up your weapon, name your enemy, and begin. We'll see you in the next one.